Thank you for joining us at the First Baptist Church of Coleraine, Massachusetts, as Pastor Jim Rennie continues to faithfully challenge and encourage us in the Word. And it is our prayer that this message will encourage the believer and bring the unbeliever closer to a saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 2, first book in the New Testament. I'm going to read the 12 verses. Visit of the Magi. Magi is the wise men of old. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judah, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judah," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people, Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." And after they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. May God give us understanding again of his holy word. Amen. This is our word of prayer. Father, again, we're so thankful to be here. Maybe this story is familiar to most of us, hopefully not over familiar. And may we learn something new this morning to be tuned in to your spirit and to teach us. In Jesus' name, amen. I've heard about this astronomical phenomenon that's going to take place on the 21st of this month, a bright star. It's not been evident as bright as it has been since the 1200s, it's about 800 years ago, while Jupiter and Saturn will meet an eclipse. You can see it in the sky on the 21st of this month. And some believe that was the star that guided the Magi of old, the wise men. When God revealed to Daniel, the prophet, the meaning of King Nebuchadnezzar's dream, which we studied in the book of Daniel, the wise men, or the Magi of old, believed Daniel's report and the evidence of what he said regarding the true and living God. Even the king says, "Surely your God is the God of gods and the Lord of Kings and a revealer of mysteries. Now, we know that the Magi were from the east, and that's where they followed the star initially. Most likely they were from Persia or modern-day Iran. And this means they must have traveled between 800 and 900 miles to get to Bethlehem to look for the Christ child. It's likely the Magi knew the writings of Daniel regarding the coming of the Messiah. In Daniel 9:24-25, Daniel wrote, 70 weeks are decreed about your people and your holy city, to finish the transgression, to put an end to sin, and to atone for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal both vision and prophet, and to anoint a most holy place. The Magi astronomers paid very careful attention to the prophecies given to the people of Israel. It revealed that a star, a unique star, associated with the rise of a king. In Numbers 24:17, the Old Testament says, I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter will rise out of Israel. So for 400 years, generations of Magi, wise men, searched the skies, astronomers, and studied the stars, like a lot of people do today, looking for the signs of the coming king. So confident in the prophecies, a small party of Magi traveled from the east, and they came to the city of Jerusalem. We don't read in the Bible that it was three of them. They assumed that because it was gold, frankincense, and myrrh, so they figured it was three kings, but it doesn't say that there was three of them. There was probably more than that. And they traveled from the east. They followed that star. They went to Jerusalem, which is the holy city, still is, where they assumed the king would be born. Amen? The king of the Jews. And he would grow up, and then he would reign supreme. But we know what happened to Jesus, because he was rejected. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows and acquainted. He wanted to set up his kingdom, but he was rejected. He had to go to the cross to save us from our sins. Amen? God knew what was going to happen. It was ordained. This is why he was born. He was born to die, but then rise again from the dead. These Magi assumed the king was going to be born in Israel, the capital, Jerusalem, the capital of Israel, and grow up and reign supreme. One day he will. One day he will return to set up his kingdom on earth. But not yet. Not yet. Now, when the Magi did arrive in the capital, they met with the puppet king of Israel, because he wasn't really a king. He was just put in there as a temporary one, Herod, and asked him where they might find the newborn king of the Jews. And obviously that really upset him, because he was very vindictive and jealous. And he was the only one that wanted to reign over the people of Israel. He wanted to kill him, the king of the Jews, Jesus. And they did send troops in there to do that, but they'd been warned, they moved to a different city and was saved from that destruction. And many, many babies were killed in Bethlehem, but not Jesus. It wasn't his time. So the Magi learned from the chief priests and the scribes, the teachers of the law who knew the word of God implicitly. They could quote whole books of the Bible verbatim. They knew where the king was supposed to be born. It was prophesied in the word. In Micah 5:2, it says, "But you, Bethlehem, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times." Jesus is God. He's always existed. He can't get older than that, right? Now, once the Magi knew that the king would be born in the little town of Bethlehem and not Jerusalem, they continued on their journey and they followed that star to seek the boy child. It was then they focused on that astronomical wonder in the form of a star that appeared in the night sky to guide them. And by faith, they followed that star to the place where it led them, Bethlehem. That's what born-again believers are supposed to do. We are to live by faith and follow the bright and morning star. Amen. The bright and morning star is Jesus. He tells us that in the book of Revelation. He is the bright and the morning star. The Magi had come to seek. Hold that word in your brains. They came to seek the truth of who the Messiah was. To really know him, do you? To really know him. To have a relationship with the true and living God. Rather than just waste their time and follow the teachings of some false religion, which they'd been exposed to from birth. It's interesting to note that religion never saved anybody's soul. Only Jesus can save a person's soul. Amen? I hope that he saved yours. He saved mine by the grace of God. And if he can save me, he can save anyone. And you can say the same. Only a relationship with Jesus Christ can save a person's soul, having received him as personal savior. So those wise men, whatever they were doing before back in Persia, their lives had been completely interrupted. They traveled between 800 and 900 miles over very difficult terrain under extremely dangerous circumstances for the sole purpose of seeking the truth and to worship the newborn king of the Jews, Jesus. They came to worship the newborn king. That's why we come every week. Amen. To worship King Jesus. Question. Have you ever looked for the truth but never found an answer? Maybe it's because you've been looking in the wrong places. If you want to know the truth about who God is, if there is life after death, if there is a heaven and hell, how to find peace with God, look no further than Jesus. Amen? Look no further than Jesus, who said, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life." Perhaps you've been a believer for some time, but you haven't been living in the light? Have you been worshiping Jesus with your whole heart? Have you been faithful to follow his commands? Are you trusting him daily to lead you, to guide you, to comfort you, and to walk with you daily? Now, Jesus, being human, yet fully God, became a baby. Having left the splendors of heaven to come to this old earth and humble himself to live in poverty. In that little town in Bethlehem, instead of being born in the palace in the capital city of Jerusalem, he was born in a stable because no one else wanted him. No one else wanted him. No room for Jesus. Oh, she can go out there and have the baby where the animals are, you know. And that's what he did. He humbled himself. He was born in poverty. And then the one, he would grow up, experience a gruesome death on a wooden cross. But then he was resurrected from the dead. Now, if you put your faith in him to save you from an eternal separation from God, you can be forgiven of all your sins. And the Bible says that I will remember your sins no more. See, we've got memory, you know. Our brains, they can never invent a computer like the human brain. And some stuff on a computer you can delete. But we've got long memories. And some things we need to forget. Amen. And when we receive Jesus, he remembers our sins. God remembers our sins no more. He sees us in Christ. He looks at us and he doesn't see sinful Jim. He sees Christ in me, you see. He sees righteousness of Christ in you and in me. Now, just as that star in Bethlehem, it guided the Magi to the boy child, the Holy Spirit is still drawing people, including you, to seek and to come to worship Jesus. Not just this Christmas season, but every day. The Holy Spirit is working around the globe, and he's drawing people to himself by his grace. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And this is why it's vitally important that we support missionaries to go tell them about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords so they can receive him and have a home in heaven when they die. Imagine the joy. They traveled so far. Who knows what they had to put up with to get there? And the joy they must have felt when they see that baby laying in that manger and they came to worship him. They bowed down. Fine, we found him. Is that what you did when Jesus found you? You found Jesus. What joy you felt. A joy unspeakable. It's a day you'll never forget. For all eternity, a day like no other. And you can't stay the same. You're the same person, but you're different. The joy that you cannot get in this world when you receive Jesus, it was theirs when they found him. Can be yours too if you would just seek him, come to him, by faith, just like they did. It'll make a difference in your whole life and where you'll spend eternity when you die. Now, as soon as the Magi learned the king would be born in Bethlehem. They moved out of Jerusalem. They followed that star. They didn't spend time doubting, trying to figure things out. They just didn't sit there staring up at that supernatural wonder. They knew that something extraordinary was happening. You see, when God starts to work in your life, in your heart, you better not resist him, because he's trying to draw you to the Savior. But if you choose to resist the grace of God, you're never going to get to know him. You're never going to be saved. You're never going to have a home in heaven when you die. So the Holy Spirit was, they were following that star. They knew that something extraordinary was happening, because it doesn't happen very often, like this one that's going to be coming up on the 21st of December. It hasn't happened for 800 years, and we'll be able to see it in the night sky. Hopefully, it won't be cloudy that night. I'm looking forward to seeing that. It was extraordinary. And they believed God was guiding them via that magnificent sign to herald in the advent of the Messiah in the form of a little baby. My goodness, there he is, the baby. He is the Messiah. Oh, my word. Little baby Jesus lying in the manger. The Messiah that people had been waiting for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. He came in the form of a human being. And they bowed down and they worshipped and brought their gifts. And the greatest gift that God can give you is his son. It'd be kind of not just rude, but bad decision not to receive the gift of his son that he sent to die for you, so you could receive eternal life. And there he was, the one that would, the light of the world. You know, once you receive Jesus, you wise up. You receive the light. You heard that song, I Saw the Light? I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy. What's the next bit? Pardon? No sorrows I see. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. He's the light. Have you seen Jesus? Have you seen Jesus? This is what 2 Corinthians 4:6 says. For God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory. How? Displayed in the face of Jesus. Just as God said, let there be light, and there was, God brought light to this dark world and to those magi to behold God in the face of Jesus Christ, the newborn king. And when they saw that baby laying in the manger, all the emptiness and the fear, so much fear, especially now, it was gone. It was gone. All the fear and the doubts and the emptiness that they'd experienced and they felt was gone. Disappeared, just as the prophet Isaiah said, the people walking in darkness, see, unless you receive the light, my friends, we walk in darkness. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light on those living in the land of deep darkness. A light has dawned. Who's the light? Jesus. Jesus. And then when Magi first looked up at that celestial phenomenon, they knew that that star would lead them to where the King of the Jews would be born. And they responded in faith to seek Jesus, and they found him. Have you found Jesus? Have you responded in faith to seek Jesus? The Bible tells us there is no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved, saved from our sins. And the same joy the Magi experienced when they found the boy child can be yours if you haven't experienced it already. It can be yours if you seek Jesus. You put your faith, you put your trust in him, in him alone. The one who loves you, the one that loved you enough to come and be born in Bethlehem, and yet 33 years later died an excruciating death on a wooden cross so you wouldn't have to be punished for your sins, the things that you've done wrong, the things that you've thought about that are wrong, so your sins could be forgiven. He did it. Last thing he said on the cross was, "It is finished." He came to do, mission accomplished, and now all we have to do is seek the Savior, come to him by faith, and then receive that gift from God, his Son. Like those wise men that followed that star, the light of that star, it's only wise men that seek the Savior. And when they find him, it's then that they can truly see the light. Amen. Jesus said of himself, and I'll close with this verse, in John chapter 8, verse 12, he said, "I am." Now, when he talks about being "I am," it means God. "I am the light of the world. Whoever," and that includes everybody who's ever been born, whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Let's close in a word of prayer. Father, we want to thank you for sending your Son into this sin-sick, dark world that was created perfect. And yet, because sin came in, we see the consequences of that. And those living in darkness can receive the light found in the face of your Son, Jesus Christ. And once we receive you as your precious gift, we see the light and we receive the light. Our darkened hearts are enlightened to know the truth that you paid that sacrifice on the cross. You were born to die. You accomplished that mission and it cost you your life. And yet, you prove yourself to be God. by rising again from the dead. And you are alive. And those that receive you receive the light. Those that receive you receive the truth. Those that receive you receive life eternal. And I pray there may be somebody listening to this message, wherever you may be. Have you sought the Lord? If you come to Jesus, go to him by faith. See him dying on that cross for you, and the nails in his hands and his feet, with the crown of thorns on his head, and the blood pouring down his perfect, sinless body. He did that for you. And all you need to do is say, Jesus, I am sorry that you went through that for me because I'm a sinner. And by faith, I'm asking you to forgive me and come into my life to save my soul. And that's all you need to do. It's as simple as that. And when you do, you'll never be the same again. And your name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and it will never be erased. Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you again for tuning in. If you enjoyed this message, we'd love if you would join us at the First Baptist Church in Coleraine for Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. We are located at 79 Foundry Village Road in Coleraine, Massachusetts. Hope to see you soon. God bless.